Today is Cornell University's 150th anniversary. Its charter was signed in Albany in 1865. One of the school's founders, Ezra Cornell, was a farmer and made veterinary science a priority. Matt Richmond has this story on the career of the first doctor of veterinary medicine to graduate from Cornell.
Daniel Salmon's doctorate at Cornell was the first awarded in the U.S. The bacteria Salmonella was named after him, though his assistant Theobald Smith actually discovered it. And Salmon helped found veterinary colleges in Washington, D.C. and Uruguay, and he was the first head of the federal meat inspection system in the U.S. Salmon was 18 years old in 1868 when he traveled to Ithaca to go to college. Today, the College of Veterinary Medicine at Cornell is a sprawling maze of labs, barns, and hospitals. Back then, it was much simpler.
There was just one academic building in the very beginning.
That's Donald Smith, former dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine.
Cascadilla Hall was there for students and faculty as a residence, and there was very little else except a farm, a working farm.
When Salmon's career reached its peak 30 years later, it came right as his profession began to change too. Smith says at first veterinarians were in the cities and made sure horses could get people where they needed to go.
And the Civil War was a period when they lost probably a million horses and mules from trauma, but mostly from starvation and disease.
The theory that disease is caused by microscopic germs was developed in the 1870s. Then Louis Pasteur first tested his rabies vaccine in 1885. And as Salmon's career developed, veterinarians began to move out of the cities to work with farmers treating diseases. Today, at a state lab run by Cornell, technicians work on samples from farm animals. They load slides with those samples to see what microbes are in there. Rebecca Franklin Guild is a lab manager.
So within 10 minutes, we'll know if we have a salmonella or not, and we can report that back to the client immediately.
Obviously, finding salmonella for the first time was much trickier. They had simple microscopes in Salmon's day. They had to find what they thought could be a pathogen in a sick animal. Then they had to inject it into a healthy animal. And if that animal got sick, then they knew they'd found a disease. And when salmonella was found, Salmon and his assistant were actually looking for a virus called hog cholera.
We sort of envy them.
Microbiology professor Craig Altier.
They were able to just to do whatever they needed to do to try to diagnose disease and advance science.
Altier's still studying salmonella today, but he focuses on the genes that let this single-celled organism figure out when it's inside a host's intestine.
Imagine this bacterium. Here it is living in your aunt's egg salad at the church picnic. Suddenly, it's eaten, it's taken into the body, it's in your stomach, it's in your intestine. The bacteria has to adapt and change very quickly to those sorts of conditions.
Salmon's research assistant first identified the bacteria in 1885, but Salmon's career didn't end there. Around the same time, he put in place a federal meat inspection program at the Bureau of Animal Industry. He left the federal government under a cloud in 1905. Salmon was a part owner of an ink company doing business with his department. He went on to found a veterinary school in Uruguay and ended up working in Montana. And 150 years after he entered school, his name is revered as one of the earliest scientists to focus on diseases that moved from animals into humans. I'm Matt Richmond for WRVO News.